Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Hi, I'm Rutendo, and I'll be answering your questions for the Let's Talk Mental Health series. Petrus, your question was, I've realized that people from villages doesn't understand what mental health is. They don't speak out when they experience depression. But we will only notice them when they commit suicide or even when we see them getting thinner. That's when we could notice that they are not well. My name is Petrus from Singatane Village. Thank you so much for reaching out, Petrus. Mental health awareness and psychoeducation are very important for people to recognize mental health challenges in themselves and for loved ones and community members to identify warning signs of mental health challenges before mental health actually worsens. SADC has multiple outreach programs, including two community counseling containers in Diepsloot and in Ivory Park. In the last 4 months, SADC has visited over 70 schools around Gauteng and Cape Town and shared our Teen Suicide Shouldn't Be a Secret campaign. We do hope to get more funding to expand these outreach programs to reach outreach projects in other provinces in the near future. Other resources that are available already are our 24-hour toll-free helplines, which are free to contact and offer free counseling in all 11 official languages. Those living with mental illness or family members concerned about their loved ones are welcome to contact us. Our website and social media pages also have great resources that are free to access, like our weekly Ask the Expert, which we host every single Friday at 1 p.m. on our Facebook page, where the audience can ask questions about mental health to our various experts who we invite on the platform to chat about different mental health topics. This question came from Rinilwe. Hi, I'm Rinilwe. If you can manage to save a person from killing himself or herself, is there any possibility that that person won't attempt to end their lives again? If there is still that possibility for the person to take her or his own life, how can you help them? This is a very important and valid question, Rinilwe. The answer is that there is always a chance that the person may try again. It depends on the person and the circumstances they are facing. Suicidal thoughts and thoughts of wanting to end one's life can happen more than once, but not always. We need to make sure that we don't stop helping the person once we manage to save their lives. That is actually where the real work starts. We need to make sure that they are able to continue to get help and support. It's important for loved ones, like yourself, Rinilwe, to be able to identify warning signs that may show that someone is struggling with suicidal thoughts. And some warning signs to look out for are the way that a person talks. So look out for things like, I wish I wasn't here, or I wish to sleep and never wake up. Also look out for their mood. So if they have a low mood all the time or a limited interest in some of the things that they used to enjoy. And also now finally, look at their behavior. Are they withdrawing from others? Are there any drastic changes in their eating patterns, in their sleeping patterns, or even in their energy levels? Family members and loved ones can be a huge support for someone who is wanting to end their lives. And knowing they have someone to support them and remind them that they are not alone can make a massive difference. So the question from one of our listeners, they say men don't cry. Does that mean men are victims of mental health because they don't share? There are unfortunately a lot of societal expectations, like men don't or shouldn't cry. These societal expectations keep men from reaching out for help because the expectation is that they should embody strength at all times. But it's good to normalize that feeling emotions is normal. Mental illness is something that anyone can develop as a result of their circumstances, genetics, and the support system that they have in place. Our mental health is something that can be impacted by the good and the bad things that we go through. Speaking about the challenges we've been through is just one of the many tools that can help us develop an understanding of what we went through, how it changed us, and how to heal and recover from it. Another question that we have from one of our listeners is, are men or boys found at local supermarkets who are unemployed, may they also encounter mental health challenges? It's important to take a note of the fact that anyone can face mental health problems. And with the prevalence of unemployment, poverty, and crime in the country, we are more at risk of developing a mental health illness. Although unemployment can be a risk factor to mental health challenges, it doesn't mean that everybody who's unemployed will struggle with their mental health challenges. There are a variety of different factors that can increase the likelihood of someone experiencing mental illness. But there are also lots of things we can do to prevent us from developing challenges with our mental health. This includes an increased social support system, having a good and healthy routine, refraining from taking substances, getting enough sleep, as well as engaging in activities that help upskill us, like studying and learning new skills. Another listener sent in a message on behalf of her mother, and she said, "Hi, sister. I'm staying with my mother, and since her last born died a month ago, what surprised me is that she never cried. She's not talking to anyone, and she's always in her room, and she is no longer going anywhere. Can this be depression? How can we help her?" I'm so, so sorry to hear about the loss of your loved one and the loss that the family encountered. It is never easy for a parent to bury their child. People respond differently to loss. In the early stages of grief, some people can struggle with something called shock, which can sometimes look like a strange sense of numbness, a lack of affect or emotion, not crying, and or withdrawing, which sounds like something that you have been seeing in your mom. This is the body's way of protecting the person from experiencing intense emotions all at once by gradually helping them to come to terms with the loss. Though in many cases this lasts for just a few days, it can last longer than a few days. It is important to sometimes sit with your loved one and speak about the person that you lost, so that you are able to support each other and you're able to grieve together as a family. You can also consider connecting your mom to professional grief support so that she has a place to make sense of what she's feeling and work through the devastating loss of her last born. Another listener sent in a message saying, "Hi, mother. Can the local clinic be able to see if a person has depression? Or is there any medication that can be given to a person with depression? Or exercises that can help a person who's struggling with depression?" So it's important to note that there are a few coping strategies and tools that a person can use when they have been diagnosed with depression. As the listener mentioned, medication and exercise can both help. Other tools that can help is eating healthy meals. So that means incorporating fruits and vegetables into your day-to-day diet, having a good routine to keep occupied, participating in activities one used to enjoy, practicing mindfulness and grounding techniques, and receiving professional mental health support. One can access mental health support at a secondary hospital, which has a psychologist and a psychiatrist. But they would first need to get a referral letter from a local clinic or from their doctor. You can call one of our helplines and a counselor would be happy to guide you to some resources that could help. So we do have a concerned mother who reached out on behalf of their child. So it says, "I have an 8-year-old child. His or her problem is that he is forgetful, and this happens quite often. Is this a sign that he or she is having the mental health problem? It is completely understandable to be worried about your child. Forgetfulness in children is quite common. So it is helpful for you to gauge if this forgetfulness is something new or if it is something that has always been there. Also look at what is happening when your child forgets things. Were they listening to you? Or were they maybe distracted by something? Was a lot going on around them? Or were they maybe not listening entirely? Forgetfulness and challenges with concentration can be a sign of a mental health problem, a developmental problem, a physical problem, or it could be something minor. If you are concerned, it's important for your child to be assessed by a medical professional and to take it one step at a time. One of our listeners sent a message saying that in which point of life will lead the person to think about killing himself or herself. So it's important to note that there is no single point of life that can lead a person to battle with thoughts of wanting to end their lives. The youngest person to die by suicide in South Africa was just 6 years old. The highest suicide risk is recorded among the age group 15 to 29 years of age. And the risk is also elevated among people who are above the age of 50 and older. Although reasons that people may battle with suicidal thoughts differ, it is important that as a people, we are able to identify warning signs, to be kinder and more compassionate to each other's suffering, and to increase the person's access to support when they are struggling the most. We have a question here from Paul saying, "Hi, my name is Paul. How dangerous is depression? Is it only the counselor who can identify the person with?" So although a registered psychologist and or a psychiatrist does the formal assessment and diagnosis, anyone really can pick up warning signs of depression, just as long as they know what signs to look out for. This means that you are also able to look out for warning signs, Paul. It is important to do regular check-ins with yourself and your loved ones. If you do see changes in your eating and sleeping habits, your energy levels, your mood, or even your behavior, most of the time for a period of 2 weeks or longer, then it is important for you to reach out for support to the right professionals. And another question that we have here is depression something that affects only women? So the answer to that is not at all. Depression can affect anyone and not just women. There is a misconception that women are the only ones affected by depression because societal expectations have allowed women the space to feel emotions and to manage them, while men are expected to be the strong pillars of the family. Hence the saying that men don't cry. But depression can affect anyone. And it is important that we show each other compassion so that we can increase people's chances of reaching out for support when they need it. Thank you so much, everyone, for tuning in to our Let's Talk Mental Health series. Just remember, there is hope and there is support out there. So for any help that you may need, please don't hesitate to reach out on any one of our helplines and a counselor will be very happy to support you further. Thank you again.
And I really hope that segment really revived something in our gentlemen, in our brothers, in our husbands, in our uncles, and all the men in our lives to really dig deep and be honestly real with their emotions, with their mental health. You know, oftentimes we talk about how you know, society will say, in other words, a man doesn't cry and a man doesn't just speak up or speak out to anyone. And it is those things, truly speaking, that have damaged our brothers. It's those words and those expectations over them that have plunged them deep into a mental mess. And I think it's time for us not only to send them out for help, but be their support as well. You know, we can be their support and we can encourage men in our lives to speak up. We can encourage men in our lives to cry when there's a need to cry. It's important to feel. And it's not only important for us as women or for our children to feel, but it's equally important for men around us to heal and to feel. Because what good will it do? I always ask this question. What good will it do us to equip women to basically encourage women and uplift women to match them up to men that are not encouraged, men that are not uplifted, men that are not in a good mental state because of all these expectations we have over them. And so in the second hour, that's really something that I wanted to bring to our attention, to say, let's take care of our brothers and let's be their support. Let's make them feel it's okay. It's okay for me to cry, around Luko. It's okay for me to speak about my feelings because they matter. And I think that's exactly why they end up not speaking up, because it's almost as if their feelings don't matter. So we need to be that safe space for them, for them to understand that my feelings are valid, that my feelings matter.
Inspiring lives with God's Word. Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.